Gird your loins means put your pants on. Don't get caught with your pants down. Keep watch. Wait. Be vigilant, prepared. When it's reasonable to be prepared, from like 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And even in the third watch of the night, 3 a.m. Our Lord wasn't speaking physically, literally. There's a need for spiritual vigilance, spiritual entombment. I have the sense of a guitar or something like that where the string is loose. God finds it unready, can't use it, can't work through it. It's too slack, too idle. Or a bowstring, we try to the bow and arrow, well, you can't use it, it's useless. Throw it out. As our Lord would often say, throw it out. What good does it do? Be sober, not only from alcohol, but spiritually sober. In a world that keeps saying, drink more of this and have more of that, and think more about these other things and consume your mind and your heart with these other things, our Lord says, no, you stay sober in your mind, your thinking, your desiring. Stay sober, stay vigilant. It has a lot to do with listening and discerning. Not just acting, but listening and discerning. We said last weekend, there's a lot of reacting, there's a lot of passion, there's a lot of anxiety, there's a lot of fear. Our Lord doesn't address any of those. He says, keep watch. Almost like keep watch against those. Stay sober involves fasting, abstaining from not just alcohol, like we said, but being too comfortable here, too idle. When you're at home and you're comfortable, maybe you take your shirt off, you get really comfortable. Our Lord says, no, stay ready to wake up in a moment, ready to rise in a moment, at a moment's notice. Fast from things that consume your heart or overwhelm your mind, whether it's work, school, anxiety over the situation of our nation, anxiety over your health, anxiety over your family, your children, whatever it may be, like fast from those things that consume too much our mind and our hearts. Stay vigilant. It also means stay with our Lord. Remember we talked about recently, watch and pray with me. Stay close to Scripture. Stay close to the real Christ. Lest we easily be seduced to follow a fake one. Fake whispers that are not His whispers. Stay close to Scripture, the Gospels. Ponder His word. Ponder His promise. Keeping watch means in some way He's gone away, like you said, waiting for Him to return. In some ways He's physically gone away. While we're waiting and keeping watch, we need to stay in tune and touch with His word, cultivating our own zeal to keep watch. You lose touch with His word, you start getting idle and getting consumed with other words, other distractions, other things. Cultivate that longing for His return, that readiness for Him. Anything that speaks of Him is mine. I want to stay with that. I want to feed on that. Stay close to the sacraments, the Eucharist. Especially now in a time when more and more people are drifting away from it. Or if you're like, well, it's not necessary compared to other values. Our Lord's saying, stay closer, not more distant. There's so much confusion. There's so much fear, so much anxiety. Keep watch. The third watch, even at 3 a.m., now he didn't mean it literally, but the idea of like, if our Lord doesn't come back to His apostles in 2 weeks or 1 year or 10 years or now 2,020 years later, we are the third watch. What are you supposed to do then? I'm the third watch. Is the world ending? Doesn't matter. Keep watching. If you weren't watching, if you were sleeping, if you were had your pants down, put them up and just try now. Again, get back to the prayer. Get back to Mass. Get back to the Eucharist. Get back to confession. Examine your conscience. Find out where you're vulnerable, because the enemy's not sleeping. And he can twist the way we think. He can twist ideas that are in our heads, twist our values, cause us a lot of fear, anxiety, even some false hopes. Keep watch and recognize what is Christ knocking, what sounds are His voice, what thoughts come from Him, what ideas, what ways of leading my life, my family, priorities, invitations to love, invitations to prayer, invitations to serve. And what things are not from Him? What voices are not His? What pressures are not His? Those may be from my employer, those may be from my school, those may be from my entertainment systems, those may be from my friends, those from the depths of my own twisted heart. Keep watch, lest we be easily seduced away from that state of waiting for Christ and Christ's voice alone. Keep watch over the way I deal with God. We do deal with it right now, just one simple example, and this would take a whole homily in itself, is the Catholic teachings and the Catholic vision of God is so close and so interested in our lives, but also so challenging, so ready to stretch us away from the twisted human nature into a redeemed human nature, which is able to follow challenging commandments. We now have a different version of Catholicism, which is about tolerance and non-judging and just loving as you like to and being kind, as if that's what God told us. And we call it Catholic. And we follow it without any discernment, because we fit in, it's easier. It goes with the signs of our times, so we think. It's more politically popular. I just throw that out there because the enemy's not sleeping and our minds are easily susceptible to the twisting, the lies, the seductions. And the Kool-Aid is flowing quickly downriver, and we're supposed to be going countercultural, countercurrent. In our personal lives, in our family lives, in our community, in our parish, in our nation. Am I keeping watch, Lord? Did you need to wake me up? Allow me to respond when I find myself pulled too much into the worldly anxieties, the drama, the clicks, the gossip, the Facebook, the politics, the news. Even too much into my children's lives, my family life, away from you, though. Pull us back to you. Amen? Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, pray for us.